Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. Today, we conclude our discussion on things that I've learned the hard way. And I want to talk about things that will ultimately inhibit your success. And one of those things is not taking the time to surround yourself with people that are experts, people that are smarter than you are in various areas. Now, years ago, I thought I could do my own taxes. And I thought, you know, I could save a lot of money if I could simply, you know, do a little bit of homework and figure out what I needed to do and get the software and just do the taxes myself. And then I had a challenge, a business challenge, where I needed to hire a CPA. And he had to look at my last 3 or 4 years' worth of taxes. And in looking at them, he told me, and we realized that I had dramatically overpaid. I mean, so much so that I could have paid the CPA probably 6 or 7 times over with the additional money I paid to the IRS. Now, some of that money we were able to recoup, but I couldn't get it all back. And why did this happen? It happened because I chose not to hire an expert. I thought I could save myself a few dollars, not have to hire somebody, and I could do it myself. And in the end, it cost me more money. So I am a firm believer now of hiring the right people to do things. I mean, it could be as simple as hanging a ceiling fan. I mean, I remember a few years back, I bought a ceiling fan for my daughter's room, and I chose not to install the thing. And my father-in-law came over, took a look at it, and said, "Why are you not putting it in?" I said, "You know what? It's going to take me a couple hours to do it. I'm going to sit there. My arm's going to get tired of holding this thing. And at the end of the day, the job I do won't be as good as I can pay someone like an electrician for 10 minutes. He'll get it done, and it'll be a better job than what I'll ever do. So why would I not do that?" And that has become my philosophy now. Surround myself with experts. You know, and as I said, no matter how intelligent you are, you can't know it all. So why not find people and leverage them for their expertise, especially in business? And if you're able to do this, it's going to help make you much more successful because you've got the right people in the right places with experts helping to drive your business forward. They're going to uncover things that you won't even think of. They're gonna move you in a direction that you probably can't get to on your own. And does it cost you a few dollars to do it? Of course it does. But the old adage goes, you have to spend money to make money. And if you truly want to be successful, you find those right people. You find those key advisors for you. And you find those people that will help you get where you want to go in life. And that's really what it's all about. And when we look at success, the other point I want to make here is that one of the things I've learned is that when you look at successful people, they have this inner knowing. And deep down, that they know that they're going to be successful even before it happens, and they refuse to accept any other outcome. If they stumble, they understand that it's a bump in the road, right? And this is one of those things that I had to learn the hard way. I used to get stressed out every time I'd stumble. Every time I had a roadblock, I would let it affect me, and I would almost get defeated by it. And what successful people do is they realize that it's a bump in the road. They make a quick course adjustment, and they refocus on their goals. And when they know that they're going to be successful, that knowingness ultimately expresses itself as confidence. That confidence attracts other people, and that ultimately fuels their success overall. So it starts with having the right people in place. It starts with the inner knowingness. And if you can see through a lot of the obstacles, and if you can know that ultimately you're going to be successful, and you've got the right people around you to help get you there, the sky is the limit. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator each day, you can subscribe, and you can do it on iTunes or Stitcher. It's always good to have that coach to keep you moving in the direction you want to go in life. And I would love the opportunity to be that person for you. Just get here. It's a few minutes a day, and that's all it takes. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me on Monday for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. But for today and for this weekend, I want you to think about how you can become more successful in life. And I want you to identify those people or those areas where you could use some expertise. And then I want you to identify those people that you know that can help fill that void for you. And if you don't know them, your first order of business is to talk to some people that you do know, that you trust, that can recommend those people that you need. And I want you to also have an inner knowingness that no matter what you do, no matter what obstacles you come across, they're just obstacles. You can get over them. You just have to keep looking at the big picture, keep focusing on your long-term goals, and have that inner knowingness that you're going to reach them and you're ultimately going to be as successful as you want to be in life.